ACGC started the game with a 12-0 run that helped them not only jump out on top of AHSCW early, but also never allow the Lady Vikes to get back in the game, as the Chargers won 78-57. ACGC came out of the gates hard and fast, and was able to knock down the early buckets and keep the defensive pressure up early.
I knew we had to come out pretty fast and hard against them. I really think they're going to win a lot of games in their season, so... It just shows what we're capable of and how we can, as a team, balance-wise, we can all score. But yes, very big win. First-year head coach for them, but I know Jason pretty well, and he's a solid coach.
Head coach Brad Bowler was proud to see Kelsey Carlson put up high numbers in the night with 18 total points, where she played a key defensive role in the rebounding game as well. She is one of the top shooters for ACGC and showcased that talent on Monday night against AHSTW. Another player who put up high numbers on the board was Shay Lemke, who was up to expectations on the night as she knocked down 14 points, 8 of which came in the second half.
Carlson, she was due for it. In the summer, she was probably our best shooter, and stats don't show it. She's like 22%. Tonight, she showed what she's capable of, and it just shows you. Van Meter, the other night, she had 12 points. So, and Carney, she's first game, she had 17. So, like I said, it's just we're very well balanced, and we're hard to scout against, and that's what our girls are capable of. Lemke, that's what we expect from her. She's one of the best guards in the conference, or in the state, I think, in my opinion, and she showed it again tonight.
One player who came to play beyond expectations was Camden Richter. She not only looked good down low on defense, but on the low post on offense, as she put down 19 points in the game. Richter is a player who impressed Coach Ballard in the game, not only with her play, but also with the basketball mindset working out on the floor.
So she is probably a girl that watches more film, more basketball than anybody I've ever met. She watches more basketball than I do. Kaylin Clark, Iowa men's basketball, she'll watch Iowa State even, you know. Yeah. So her basketball IQ is super high, and then she is just strong as an ox, can finish with both hands. So when she's dominating the post like that, she gets second opportunities, and we're really good when she does that.
In the game for AHSTW, leading in scoring was Ella Langer, as she typically averages around 5.8 points per game, and this time put down 18 points for her season high. Behind her was Delaney Gossern with a total of 16 points to finish off the night. The Lady Vikes were never able to get the flow of the offense going, but did see some light at the end of the tunnel with glimpses of quick offense toward the end of the game. ACGC will be taking on a winless ICAM Manning Wolves team today, which allows just a few hours for the Chargers to turn around and take on their next opponent. As they are winless, ACGC is not undermining the success of the past by ICAM Manning and is looking to put them to the test, especially Anna Stengel. The sophomore is leading the Wolves with 10.7 points per game this season, as they will have to stop her down low.
They got a good coach. I'm pretty sure Gene's still there, Rasmussen. And yes, they haven't won any games, but I don't care. He is a solid coach. They've played close to some teams here. They played close to AHSTW. So we have to play like it's the biggest game out there every single night. So the girls, I let them go home with the parents usually. They ride the bus. So I'm hoping they go to bed early. Hope they're ready to go, yeah. Refocus. So exciting time of the year, and we're ready to go, I think.
ACGC will take on ICAM Manning tonight, alongside AHSTW, as they'll take on Missouri Valley tonight as well. I'm Zach Collins reporting.